Cheryl.
Hi, baby.
Hi, babades. How are you?
Well, I'm all right. How are you?
Oh, girl, I'm fine, actually. I'm in my new bedroom. You know, my house got a little bit clean. We just started. I had Oprah over. Oprah got fired, so I had her over, and she was doing this old house to me. And, well, you've seen on the Flickr what happened. I had nests. It was so disgusting. Well, anyway, I have to... I had nests. You can't... I told you about the cigar bugs, right? Cigarette
cigar?
Bugs.
Cigarette bugs. You didn't see nothing but no cigar, man.
No, cigarette bugs, they're called. And
why? You don't smoke, honey.
I know. That's what I told the disgusting, ugly manager of the building, but she said that's just what they're called. Well, when I had the... I had these bugs flying around for a while. And I called the... I finally got through. I said, please send the exterminator, ugly buck-toothed building manager. She said, okay. And then she calls me. Urgent message. You have to come see the manager right away. It's very important. She says, Madge, listen. The exterminator refused to spray your house because it was so dirty that she was afraid... He was afraid that the bugs would scatter and attack the whole building. I said, my God. She said, get a shop vac, clean all this. So anyway, I had these moldings that this idiot put up a long time ago when he put in the ugly cork floors.
Do you mean yourself when you were on drugs?
No. I'm talking about this thing that put in these floors. So these big wall floorboards that were there that Oprah pulled out. And they collected dust because they have this open end. So they were also designed to hold the cables for computer shit. So we pulled them out. There was all these pieces of dog food that I guess Trotsky had left in there. Like,
it's probably Chauncey.
It was. Well, there was Chauncey hair too, which was even more disgusting. Can we consider
really?
How old? It could have been Chauncey, but the dog food had little tiny holes in it. It was being used as nests for the bugs, Cheryl. That's what those pictures were of. Now I have to bring this queen in. He is a Mary from England, and we can't say where he works, but he writes. He's one of those people that writes those fake sex stories in porno magazines, and we're going to talk. His name is Mitch.
Really?
His name is Mitch, and his last letter name is letter C. Hold on, I got to put you all together.
Coont.
Now, I also have to play a recording of about somebody who I know. Oh, my God. I was afraid it would be a bad microphone. Are you on a PC, Mitch? Hello? Mitch? Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Do you hear me? We hear your static. Hello? Hello? Oh, my God.
Very difficult.
He must be very good looking because he's certainly not capable of operating a computer, so that's a good sign. Oh, no.
That sounds great.
Oh, this is like what happened with... What's her name? What was that Mrs.? Remember that thing's name?
Yes.
That mess that tossed
that one on drugs.
Half face. Hello?
Hello?
Now I can hear.
You're going to have
half-face, Mitch, sound like half-face. Why are we getting all this feedback? You sound like half-face.
I don't know. Should I try unplugging this headphone thing?
Are you wearing headphones?
Yeah.
Let me try. Can you hang up and let me try calling you right back? Because I can't, for some reason, hang it up.
Okay.
Thank you, Mitch. What a dirty whore. She's very good looking, though. Did you see her face, Boog?
I did.
Oh, Mitch, this is terrible. What kind of computer are you using?
A MacBook Pro.
Why does it sound so crappy?
I don't know. I can't hear it.
Are you using a vibrator?
No.
Do you have a cell phone number I can call?
Yeah.
Can you paste it in the Skype window and then...
Okay.
That's going to cost you money.
I have money, you dumb whore.
That's the first.
Well, somebody, I skimmed off a lot of your donations. So. That's Walgreens. Here, listen. Hello?
Thank you for using Walgreens Pharmacy, located at
Belmont, and Broadway. Your prescription is ready to be picked up at the Walgreens Pharmacy. Again, thank you for using Walgreens Pharmacy.
Can you tell me what prescription? Which one was it?
Thank you for using
Walgreens. Was it for the anal warts?
It's for the crades. Mitch, are you sending me the number?
Yeah, I just did.
Okay. I'm going to hang up on you and call you on the other thing about
it. Okay.
God, I can't take that fucking noise. What a vagina that is. Okay, so this is... Got to paste it in. I got to add a contact, and then I got to play the fisting for you. I got so much to do today.
It's a lot. You like it so hard. H-O-R-D.
Oh, it is so hard. Let's see.
I'm warning you. I'm expecting a phone call. I'll have to talk to them, so I'm just telling you. Get mad at maids. Maids.
I don't really care, especially
if
it's
M-A-Y-A-I-D-S, maids.
Nades. And what was the other one, the new one? I forgot. Babades.
Mm-hmm.
Babades and nades. Babades and nades. It's like green eggs and ham, only with...
Welcome to the O2 messaging service
for... Oh, Christ.
0751.
Whoa, you better...
Bones. I got a message.
Tell her that we don't need no O2, nades. We got lots of oxygen. Just listen to me, my voice.
Yeah, it's pretty hot.
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
No, honey.
Yes.
I'm glad that you finally posted the Grom that we did the other day before the Rachel Can show, which you posted after the Rachel Can show.
What about it?
I'm just saying I'm glad that you posted.
It was good. I liked it, especially when Griselda talked about her visit to Davos and Carlos got mad because he believed that she really went there. That I enjoyed immensely.
Sure.
I immensely enjoyed that.
Did he sound as shitty on the recording as he did on the Skype?
He's a mess, yeah.
Hello?
Oh, Mitch?
That's better.
Oh, hi, Mitch. Yes. This is the lesbian Madge Weinstein.
Hey, Mitch.
And I have a food allergy or 10. And this is Cheryl on the line.
Hey, Cheryl.
Cheryl Murkowski. Well, actually, Cheryl Trick Murkowski, because Emma wanted to be named partly after the retard that was possibly being vice presidential child, but it didn't work. I love retards. So easy,
yeah,
please.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing, baby?
I'm all right. Yeah, I'm kind of a bit of a cold, but I'm... battling through it.
Are you still able to get hoored?
Sorry, I was typing.
Tried.
All right, listen, before we get started, we have to talk about penises and everything.
Yeah.
Now, Cheryl, you've seen Mitch's Facebook, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you find him to be attractive?
Well, I would say that if he was here... and he offered his penis up for, I guess a midnight snack. I would probably indulge in the said snacks.
Snatch?
Yes.
Now, he sent a new picture. I'll send you the link.
No, it was just... that was just me pulling a face because I had to wait for so long.
So the question, Cheryl, for you to ask is what?
How large is your penis?
Well, that's
Cheryl
part
would
one.
Like to know, and she also needs pictures. If you could lay it on
Thank
a scanner
you.
Along with a tape measure or ruler, that'd be great.
So why does Matt need to know? She's a lesbian.
She's a researcher.
Right. Yeah.
Can you just sort of lap it out on the table and
maybe not right now. I mean,
well, you got a MacBook Pro. All you got to do is stick the donger on there, close the lid halfway, and use the photo program. What's that called?
Huh? I've only just met you two ladies.
No, you've been listening to us for years. Don't fuck with us.
How do you know that? I didn't say that, although I have.
Because I know I'm a lesbian. Aww. Jesus Christ.
Because you have two listeners and I'm one of them.
That's right. You talk a little like Steve Harris. Do you live near him?
No, who's that?
He's this queen that donates money and feels guilty and she, gives money and feels bad for fat people.
She's a developer. I have a wonderful Macintosh software called Feeder and this other one. And then she's A++++. Real nice.
It's software for feeding?
Yes, for Andy Melton.
No, not for Andy Melton. No.
Okay, now
You know, the ORSS feed.
Whore SS. Yes. I have to play a recording. I was at dinner last night with this fisting queen. I interviewed him a little bit because he told me he had something stuck up his ass. So I'd like to play this for you in my very bad technological way. So don't talk or you'll get an echo. Christ.
Okay.
Stick. Hold on. Here we go.
So.
Oh, wait.
So,
hold on. I got to change the
levels.
Uh-oh. Huh.
Buzz.
How do I get rid of the buzz, Rachel? Oh, who cares?
Dunno.
How do I do that? What am I doing wrong?
So anyway, Ox has a company called Oxbox.
Wait a sex gun. I've done this before. Why is it not working now?
As opposed to latex.
Oh, I know why.
Other things.
Shush.
And he
does them
in a variety of colors.
Hold on.
And
why do I not hear myself? Oh. Hold on. Okay, so let's see. I know what.
Fascinating.
I know what to do. Hold on. I'm a little bit technologically incompetent. Just today, though, Cheryl. Just today.
Right.
And Mitch.
Right.
Well, yeah, it wouldn't be a real show without technical difficulties.
Feel free to measure and photograph your wing-wang while we talk, while we prepare this. That will come up again, don't you know it?
Yeah, I do.
Hold on. Okay, lesbians with food allergies standing by. Okay, I got to do this, that, and the other. Okay, now I think I can do it. Turd don't make sense there. Oh, Christ. Jesus.
My ovary hurt.
Oh, well. That happens, Cheryl. Can you hear it, Papa?
Oh, Amsterdam.
David Merrill escaped them to me. He got them when he was in Amsterdam.
But they're there is no Mr. S.
No, you're being recorded.
Oh,
I can't
okay.
understand nothing.
So anyway, Ox has a company called Oxballs, and he's making them out of pure silicone. As opposed to latex and all these other things. And he does them in a variety of colors. And you can order them in any fucking color of the rainbow. And I have this gorgeous butt plug that's safety cone orange. Love it. Now he's just come out with this cock ring butt plug all-in-one. That's a cock ring with a little lip that goes all the way up to a butt plug. So you can wear it all day.
A cock ring butt plug. Bye, Chris.
Bye. Go feed your bunny.
So it's a cock ring, like made out of silicone? But does it snap on or what?
No, it's silicone, so it's stretchy.
Oh, okay.
And then it's just got a little thing that goes all the way down to the butt plug, and you pop it all in. It's fabulous.
And what's its particular use?
What's its particular use?
Yeah.
That's for going out around town. That's not for actual.
Really?
That's not for actual sex play. That's for going to the office, going out grocery shopping. That's when you want a little butt plug carry. And
you get an anal.
No,
orgasm.
No. It's well, you get a little like nuzzle just when like right now. Like right now, I'm wearing my Chrome Egg.
What's that?
Which Chrome Egg is like, you know those little Benoit balls with the little, a Chrome Egg. You know the little, like, Benoit balls with the little chime?
The two balls.
The two balls. Well, they come in about egg, they come in a variety of different sizes instead of those itty-bitty little things. And I have one that's egg-sized, and it's got a little jingle in it. It's got a little cat toy ring in it.
And it's up your ass right now?
It's up my ass right now. And I hold it, you know, because you pop it all the way in, so it's not like, you know, it's past your sphincter, so you really don't have to worry about it popping out or anything. It's just sitting in there. And what's nice about it, because it's got this little cat bell, but it's on the inside of your body, when you shake and it rings, it travels inside up your, and tickles you on the inside of your eardrum instead of the, yeah, sure.
It's just something that, that's the same thing. It's the same thing like you going out on the town. You know, because if you put a butt plug, if you put a butt plug in and then walk around, the your sphincter is open that quarter inch.
So you can pause. Good night.
So you, that can, you know, your ass can just pop open anytime. Well, it doesn't mean hopefully you're clean. But, you know, but if you use something that goes all the way in your ass.
But how do you know it's going to come out?
God made the egg that shape for a reason.
Okay. So what did you, were you able to hear that, people?
Yes, I have a few questions.
Yeah. Okay, go right ahead with the questions, Dan.
Number one, why would you want your anus to be open, like, you know, with a butt plug? I just don't understand that. What is the compulsion that would make you want your asshole sphincter to be constantly open? Is it to be ready for sex any time, or is it to make it easier
well,
to poop?
Well, what he was saying, first of all, is that that's why he prefers the egg, because the egg go all the way up in there.
Therefore.
Now, why would you want the cock ring version, the one with the thing up the ass and on your cock ring? Well, maybe you're disgusting, Cheryl. Maybe you're disgusting.
Okay. Well, that leads to my next question.
Yeah.
And maybe our good friend on the lawn can answer, because I'm sure that he has an egg in right now. But let's say that you're lactose intolerant like the Andy Melton, and you've got this bool in your anus. Okay. Now, you earlier in the day were on the trampoline jumping up and down, and it's ringing inside your anus while your fan is jiggling all over your body. Okay.
Right, right.
Now, you eat for lunch. You eat ice cream. You eat whipped cream. You have a glass of milk. You have a bowl of cereal with milk. And you had some cottage cheese and sour cream, okay?
Right.
Later on that day, you're just walking around the house ringing, ring, 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 in your anus, in your inner ear. And then you realize you have to shit real bad, but you got the bowl inside of you. My question is,
how do
you go to the bathroom? Well, I mean, can you just get the bowl out before the avalanche of shit comes out? Or do you have to, like, let it all go in the bowl, hope it doesn't crack the commode, and then you have to fish it out with your hands?
Cheryl, have you never made macaroni and cheese or any other type of pasta?
Why?
A colander, that's all. Or a strainer.
Really?
Yeah, just use a strainer. Now, Mitch, what did you think about that? Do you put those eggs in your ass, and do you have anything up in there now?
Well, I'm glad you shortened the question for me, because I thought it was a particularly long one.
It was a bit of a run-on sentence.
Yeah, I don't actually, I'm afraid, have anything in there right now. And
okay.
I don't think I ever have. Sorry.
Okay.
Do you get the penis in Uranus?
Do you take the penis in Uranus? It's really that not a complicated question.
No, I know it's not complicated.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Okay, no answer. All right. So,
so yes, often, and as much as possible. What about what you do for a living? Can you tell us about it? I don't want to be specific because of, you know, we don't want to get you in troubles, but can you tell us what you do for a living, because it's kind of interesting?
Yeah, I work in porn.
Okay.
I'm a pornographer, but
But you won't tell us if you get fucked or not. Okay, that's cool.
Well, it's a job. It doesn't mean that...
It's getting fucked for a lot of people.
I know, but it's not my job.
Oh, okay.
Maybe if it was, I'd earn more money.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you write pooping panty stories?
Good question.
No, but I work with people who do. I do the designing stuff.
Of what?
What do you mean?
Of magazines, sorry.
What do you mean do the designing? Like when somebody writes a pooping panty story, you put the picture of the pooping panty in?
That's right. If we have a picture of the pooping panty.
And then, so you lay...
Wait, say it again.
Sorry?
Say pooping panty again.
What? pooping panty.
Yes.
No, that wasn't clear. One more time. We had interference.
Wait, are you going to loop this over and over again?
Don't worry about what I do. I don't tell you how to lay out your porno magazine.
I suppose so. Pooping panties.
Thank you.
Wait, are you going to loop this over and over again?
Okay, hold on. Don't talk yet because we can't hear you answer.
Just okay. To say things. Like,
yes, because you're delicious and in the panda race canoe.
Oh, that's it. Wait, are you going to loop this over and
I'm
over
sure
again?
You could find a...
Okay. What was the question? I lost something because I was pooping panty.
Oh, pooping panties.
No,
this is what...
Pooping
panties.
No, I mean...
What is the obsession with English accents?
Because you're delicious. You're delicious. And your fatty programs. I'm sorry to offend anyone if I use the word fatty. I know it's very offensive to fat people.
I find it.
But your fatty grumps are the best because you are mean and you tell the fatties like it is. You
who
don't
are you who does stuff. Fatty grump? Who does?
Oh, whenever the UK.
Oh, well, he does. Just because he's British doesn't mean he's responsible for the half ton mum.
We all actually, as a country, we all take part in making those shows.
Mm-hmm.
It starts at a national level where we have a referendum on the subject matter. And then, actually, it's like a national service.
Okay.
You're picked in the draft, and you actually have to take part in the program, you know, doing the, I don't know, holding the mic or something like that. I've never been picked myself, but it is something that we did take very seriously. Yeah.
Thank you for holding.
I appreciate it a lot. Now,
yes.
Matt, we didn't get an answer about the size. So I know that your study is going to be now incomplete. I gave you my size and my, clitoris.
What about, that?
Yeah, what? Oh, you're still asking that again?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh, I don't think I'd like to put details to the entire internet.
What?
I don't think I'd like to broadcast such details to the entire internet.
What about a photograph? Well, Cheryl and I won't share it, will we?
No.
That's even worse.
Okay, so tell us what some of the pooping panty stories that you printed.
Well, I don't know. I don't tend to read them because I kind of have to. I'm really busy just...
laying out the duty panty.
Yeah.
I have another recording that somebody just sent me for Cheryl.
Great.
One moment, please. It's very short, so listen carefully.
Thank you for holding. Mm-hmm. Thank you for holding. Mm-hmm. Thank you for holding.
Mm-hmm. Did you hear the at the end?
No, I didn't hear anything, just typing.
Really?
Yeah, it was amazing key presses.
How did I, you not, because I didn't have the speaker on. Well, you could have told me earlier. Hold on. Okay, now you'll hear it. Hold on. One moment, please.
Thank you for holding. Mm-hmm. Thank you for holding.
Mm-hmm. Did you hear it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One more.
Thank you for holding.
Mm-hmm. I love the hum at the end.
Mm-hmm.
That's like Cheryl before her voice box got distorted by throating 20 black men with huge penises.
What?
I notice many people in the publishing business, it's like photographers hate to be photographed, pornographers hate to talk about their penises. Why don't you see what the big deal is, really? I mean, I talk about my layups all the time. We all know Cheryl's go down to her knees.
I still hear myself, Mary.
Oh, okay. Well, that would be horrible.
Yeah. But I'm not really a pornographer. I just design magazines.
That
could be anything I'm designing.
Now, what's the name of the magazine? Pooping Panty Monthly.
Yeah.
PPM.
Yeah, we have a few other variations on that theme.
What?
We have a few other variations on the theme.
Okay.
So do you do more than one magazine, or is it just mainly?
I do seven different ones.
Wow.
7 inches?
Are there any gay ones?
Did you say 7 inches?
Yes.
Yes.
But Cheryl, I've always been told that the British, on average, have larger penises than usual.
Well, but they're also uncut, so you have to figure that in.
Well, you can stretch it back. to measure it.
What, do you take that off or do you add it on? Or?
No, you take it off. But when you were gay and homosexual, right?
Yeah.
Now, when you go, do you find that the British men have larger penises than, say, other nationalities and generals?
I haven't really done an extensive enough study to tell you. Sure.
You mean you're a Brit?
She had a whore like Madge Weinstein.
Hey.
Madge loves the bathhouses when she travels.
Do you take AIDS medication just in case you have to bareback every other night?
No.
Okay. Cheryl, you're going to have to help me out here. This is a tough interview.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you have some questions for us.
Do you have any questions
very
for us?
Not
really. Hello, Mitch. Do you have any questions for Cheryl and Oi?
No, I can't think of any. I'm just scared because I'm not very interesting now.
Well, don't be sad. Let the audience be sad for you.
No, it's sad. It's scared. I'm scared of you, Mitch.
Why? We're friendly. We don't bite.
Rachel, you could, no matter what you do, you could never compare to the Rachel Cann, and there's still people that like her.
Yes.
Oh, I like Rachel.
She is thoroughly fascinating.
Mm-hmm. She is. She's great.
Now, somebody, Bill Streeter said, I really love your show now that it's become completely about old Andy Melton's life. So using that as a
I've just thought of a question.
Yes.
You probably won't answer it. What did happen to Reagan?
He died.
Yeah, he's very busy working on a book right now. He's trying to pick a cover. And the choices are great.
But I mean, what happened to him physically as well, because he seems to have turned into a completely different person, and now he has no neck.
Wait, sure. We need pics and vid and links. I didn't notice. What do you mean he has no neck?
Well, he's just kind of ballooned into some huge version of himself.
Can you please send a link? I need to see this.
Well, you mean medical?
It's on his Facebook and stuff.
I really need you to link it. Because I ain't there.
Specific pics or vid?
Layups and vid.
If I'd known, I would have done some more research. I'm just looking now.
Well, you know, there's also something else going on right now, which is that in real time now, Andy Melton is having his septic tank pumped. Did you know that, Cheryl?
Yes. He was sitting in his room, and he's typing to me.
That's what I told him. I said, what are you doing, pics and vid?
I know, and he says, you know what? They're walking around my house, and my family is showing the man the deer heads. And I said, excuse me, why are you typing? You should be recording
this. Yes, that's right.
So.
Mitch, can you just send a picture of, say, somebody's penis from your magazine? But, you know, just somebody's, not yours or anything.
No, I'm not at work right now.
Oh. He does. He does look different. Yeah, but that's that picture is he's bent over, so you can't see his neck because it's behind his head. I don't think it means he has no neck. He does look
just
like
kind of ballooned.
Yeah, he looks like he's been working out. That's all. And the prison tattoo on the arm is bizarre. What does it say?
I don't know. It looks like someone's been like writing on his arm with a bar.
What does it say? Can you tell, Cheryl? Quaffle.
I think it says Quelquefois in red something.
It says, please bareback me, but
it only says fail.
I'd like to go to a club where I can dance with my shirt off but not have to wait in the line.
I think it says fail.
Okay, so it looks like I have a place to stay in London. Should I go there?
Okay. Where are you staying?
Well, there's this person who's inviting me to stay. Because the thing is, to get to Dublin, it's the cheapest place for me to fly to. So should we bring Andy in since this has become a little bit fascinating?
Well, has he done recording?
Is he recording? That's not my business. This is more important.
Right.
I can't talk long because I have to actually be in yoga class in an hour, like be there, as in I got to ride my bicycle and all that.
And I have to get a bus somewhere.
You have to get a bus?
Yeah.
To where? To the nearest adult bookstore?
Adult bookstore? Why would I need to go to an adult bookstore?
Oh, Andy rejected. To get sex. How do you get your sex? I mean, you're a homosexual, so surely you're oversexed.
Am I? I haven't noticed.
Well, when was the last time you got sexed? Nobody knows who you are. We just know that your name is Mitch and you're in England. I mean, come on. There's nothing to be afraid of. Get past it. Right, Cheryl? That should have gotten you going. When was the last time you had sex? Why is that a hard question to answer? Mitch?
Huh?
Please answer the question. It's not a hard question. Yesterday? An hour ago? Now? Somebody's sucking your wanky?
What?
Is somebody sucking your wanky now? Is that what the problem?
I'm here on my own right now.
So what's so hard about the question?
I don't know. I just don't want to talk about it.
Why? Are British people as repressed sexually as Americans? Or perhaps even more so? Why?
In a different way.
What's the different way? It's just sex, honeys.
What?
Was it a bad experience? Is that what you don't want to talk about? Did you get duty on your penis? Or did you cause a duty spill? Did you cause a pooping sheets story?
Not as far as I'm aware.
Huh?
Not as far as I'm aware, no.
What about pooping sheets stories, Cheryl? Where can we get some of those? I've heard about some pooping sheets. What?
Maybe you could write some. You could send them to my magazine.
Really? I don't think they would print it.
Sorry?
I know this guy. Oh, my God. This is a funny story. But he was telling me, because he likes bears, and he's even got a bear tattoo, but he's not fat himself, but he likes the bears. He brought this bear home, and he was fucking him. And he realized that he had duty squirting out of his anus. And he said, my friend said, ew, that's disgusting. Get out of my bed. And he got out of the bed, and then he realized, after the guy had gone into the bathroom to take a shower, that he had made a duty stripe along the entire bed, like a huge stripe. Like, we're talking an inch-thick stripe of duty down the bed. Can you imagine that, Cheryl?
Mm-hmm.
So that's an abbreviated pooping sheets stories. Now, can you share?
Might have to be a bit more elaborated than that.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm not good at it. So we need a website for that, I think. Then I realized I enjoyed pooping sheets, and I brought them with me. I brought them with me to the bus, and I put them, my dirty sheets, on a pole, just like Bugs Bunny used to have when he'd go hitchhiking on the cartoons. And then I'd bring it on the bus, and I got turned on by the duty stench, and I could see the old lady sitting next to me smelling said duty and giving me funny looks, which made me have to shit even more. Is that better?
That's much better. Okay. I can see that.
What would you add to the pooping sheet story, Reg?
Well, you know, I'm not allowed to talk about pooping sheets because it gets me really turned on. I could talk about pooping in a pony, pooping in the pants or the diaper, or possibly pooping on a comforter. But the sheets, that's too close to home.
Too hot.
Basically, I'll start thinking.
What's really important is what the thread count was. Oh, Sassy Sarsi has just put out her second music video, Holler. Love
great.
Sassy Sarsi. Isn't she great? Don't you love Sassy Sarsi?
Right.
Mitch, do you know about Sassy Sarsi?
No.
I have no idea. I just see her name on Facebook all the time. Cheryl knows her.
Wait a minute.
Okay, so so what I want to understand, why is it so repressive sexually in England? I mean, the people.
Oh no, it's not England. It's just me.
I was just what kind of upbringing did you have? Protestant, like the rest.
Like lots of what?
What kind of upbringing? Religion.
None. No.
Okay, so Jesus isn't keeping your holes shut. You must have some strange thing going on. Do you have anal warts? I know some people with anal warts that are very repressed sexually because they're embarrassed.
No, I don't.
Wow.
You don't have anal warts?
No.
Okay. What other things could he have, Cheryl, do you think? What are those other bumpy things? Herpes, herpes.
AIDS.
AIDS, great. Gonorrhea.
No.
That's a pair, I believe.
What?
What?
That's a combination of all of the above. Gonorrhea.
That's very wonderful. That's like supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Say that again. Gonorrhea. That is the beginning of a musical.
I'm getting a call from Tennessee. Please hold
okay.
on.
Wait, me too. How can we both be getting a call? And AIDS, one moment. One moment.
Someone else is calling.
That's and AIDS. And AIDS, I'm going to call you back. Hold on. Go hang up.
Okay.
And AIDS, oh, and AIDS, are you there? Oh, fuck. What happened to my call? Did I lose everyone? Gonorrhea, herpes, AIDS, it's expialidocious. Cheryl, I got to bring everyone back. I don't know how I got rid of gonorrhea, herpes, AIDS. I got to remember that. Gonorrhea, herpes, AIDS, expialidocious. Gonorrhea, herpes, AIDS.
Hello.
Gonorrhea, herpes, AIDS is really quite atrocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious. Gonorrhea, herpes, AIDS. Hang on, I'm trying to get the phone call back together. Somehow I hung up on everyone. Just a second. Cheryl Murkowski.
Hello.
Hi, Mitch. Mitch, do you know Mitch, Andy?
Mitch who?
I can't say his last name. He's a very good-looking gay Brit who won't talk about his penis. I'll send
anything.
Him. Gonorrhea, herpes, is really quite atrocious.
If he won't talk about his penis, what use is he of us to us?
Well, he also writes pooping panty stories for a...
Oh, okay.
Okay, let's sing the song a little bit. We need to develop this. Cheryl created a new musical. It's called Mary Prolapse. Gonorrhea, herpes, is really quite atrocious, even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious. Gonorrhea, herpes, Christ, you're ugly, die. All right, now, where were we?
And that all happened in the time that I was gone.
I sent you a picture, and Aidsla.
It didn't load Nades, but I will find it. I will find it.
Okay, you might have to add him.
Honey,
clean us up your tank. Honey. Yes, let's get... So, and Aids right now, are they pumping out your tank or what?
Yes, I have pictures right now. Do you want to see pictures?
Yes, oh, I got my hand on my pussy, yes.
Honey, do you video...
Yes. Well, I didn't get a... It's not a video of the pump, but it's of the truck.
Girl, just send it on over. I'm slapping on
it. Video of the pump. Get outside right now. What are you doing?
Eating.
I'm very upset.
Eating. He's
Go
eating.
Get the video of the pumping.
He's already doing it. Come on. I want to see the pictures. Then we'll send him on his merry way.
Okay, start a check. Where's the
you
new
do
chat
that. I
thing?
Don't know how to do any of that.
I don't know how to do it in this new thing either.
That new Skype is vaginal. Mitch, do they have septic tanks in England or is it all sewage?
Oh, okay.
I think they do on the country. I've never had one.
Wow.
Sorry.
Let's see.
Sorry, I didn't go swimming in septic tanks when I was a kid.
Okay.
Like the other.
I tell you, I need to take this photo between the blinds.
Okay, here. Now, Cheryl, you're going to have to put these on the whorehole.org so that we can have an...
No.
Oh, come on. The picture's through the screen?
Honey, you put them on your own fucking website, you stupid bitch.
The picture's through the screen. How am I supposed to see this? Andy, couldn't you at least open the fucking window?
No.
You can't go outside to take the picture.
No.
You can't leave the house. It's all I see is a hose in front of a trampoline. Now, what am I looking at?
Look in the lower portion of the...
I see, like, it looks like a wheelbarrow.
I see the house.
Andy, this is a shit picture. You need to go out of the house. I know you haven't left in a month and a half. You need to get out of the house and get real video of the septic tank being closed. And you need to ask him, have my big duties been causing problems for you, sir? Interview him. Why not?
Andy, I mean, you're not going to see Yellow Fatty. Right. And you can't even fucking leave your house to get a video of something that's actually happening out of the normal.
It's two feet away, Andy.
In your fucking backyard.
It's
come on.
Do you have any other pictures? Oh, he's sending me two others. Okay, let's see.
Good.
I'm sure this one is just as... Oh, wow. This one's really great. Not really. Oh, no, wait. He's sent me two. But, Andy, the screen... Oh, at least this one doesn't have the screen. Okay, this is better. This is better. Okay, so we see the septic tank holder. We see a big... It looks like a Sanford & Son truck. Why did you blur out... You pixelated out the name of the truck?
Mm-hmm.
Why? What the fuck for? And AIDS, why?
Because I don't want people calling saying, you know...
Andy, that's ridiculous. Nobody would prank call your septic tank service.
You never know.
Cheryl, please reassure And AIDS. Cheryl?
Andy, listen. My point is just this. Ugh. Obviously, your weight has started to create a situation in which you're not only housebound, but you're afraid of things that a normal person wouldn't be afraid of, and it's ridiculous.
Why are there black, like two black stripes above and below the picture? Did you take this through a crack?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're afraid that they might see you taking pictures of the machine? Why on earth is that something to be afraid of? And what is that shack behind the tent?
I know, Andy, you know what I would do? I would say, hello, it's very nice to meet you. This is very interesting. I've never seen something like this, and I just wanted to take a few photos.
Yeah. I have
it's
a YouTube account, and my friends want to know what septic tanks are like, because they live
and
in
civilization. And maybe he'll even tell you about it. He ain't got nothing else to do.
Interview him.
Yeah, well, you can ask him, so, how does this work? What happens after you leave here? Right. What do you do with my duty?
It's Andy.
You know,
Andy, this is part of... You need this for your portfolio, Andades. What's he doing right now?
Standing out there smoking.
While the machine is going?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it sounds like a perfect opportunity... Can you offer him some of that food you used to feed yourself constantly? Offer him a cookie. So, you know, maybe he wants some hand sanitizer. But offer him a cookie and say, here, would you like a cookie or a piece of chicken?
Wait. So he's touched the septic tank and all of this nasty shit, and he probably didn't wash his hands, and now he's smoking a cigarette with the same hands he touched all that nastiness with. He touched the house.
Mm-hmm.
The small house.
Mm-hmm.
Did he come inside to wash his hand?
He came inside to look at the deer heads.
Did you get audio of that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Maybe you can put the audio to a video of yourself, you know, pushing your fat around your stomach or something.
Andy, do you have an egg inside of you right now?
I'm eating an egg.
That's going to be gassy.
You're eating an egg. Those things smell bad and out. Mitch, do you have any questions for Andy? Or is about his quest about his toilet?
What's going on with this toilet? I didn't see the picture, so I don't know what's going on.
Wow. He's getting his septic tank cleaned out.
Do you know what that is, honey?
Yeah, I think so. It's just a hole in the ground with a tank in it, right?
for Poopy.
I added him on Facebook, but I don't think he's accepted it.
Oh, you did? Okay. Okay.
How rude.
One moment, bitch.
You're very busy, very busy.
Well, I didn't see it.
She's eating. Calm down. Busy.
An egg.
Honey.
All right, Andy, you have to go. I'm sending you out on assignment. Go take the video of it. Interview the guy now and use it for your portfolio.
You know, honey, how do you ever expect anyone to want to send you money when you're even not even willing to do some small, easy thing like this? Ridiculous.
Okay.
Whatever.
Right, Mary. Right. Do it.
Right. Okay, you're going to go do that now, Andy. Goodbye. Now, I also have to do things because I just got an email related to my future, and I have to address some things.
You mean like a reapply for unemployment?
No, I already did that. That was Tuesday. I do that every other Tuesday.
Tuesday, Wednesday, yes. Friday.
Mitch, thank you for being on the show. It's been very revealing.
Yeah, right.
Thank you, honey. We appreciate it. And me even more, it makes me all wet.
I think next time I'll do just a one-on-one video with Mitch, so at least they'll be able to look at him, and that might be entertaining, even though...
Yeah, that's the only thing that's good about me, so you might as well just enjoy that.
The only thing that's good about you is what?
Maybe you can eat out Steve Harris later.
The only thing...
Who is he? Where does he live?
Oh, he's desperate. He'd fuck you.
No. That's not what I meant. Why is everything about sex with you?
Well,
what do you mean, why is everything about sex with
you? Madge is now single.
I asked a question. Actually, I'm not single anymore.
What?
Yeah.
Are you back with her?
Oh, I shouldn't have mentioned anything. That gets edited out.
Seriously? You were retarded, but that's okay.
Well,
I mean, I understand,
you know,
desperation.
Whatever.
Desperate times call for desperate measures.
Loose lips.
She just brush out the trash, right?
Loose lips can sink ship. What'd you say?
She picked your toothbrush out of the trash, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, okay. That won you over.
But, it's honey, the lips is lips, and, you know, sometimes they gotta ruin your life.
Clear song. Man's tits on tits. Right. You're a mess, Mary.
It's like my grandma said, lips is good and let them rule your life or you're fucked and you never get an orgasm.
Well, I'm glad that dick has gone to your head. And dick, I mean, clitoris that's as long as a dick.
Clitoroides.
So enjoy and get fucked.
Goodbye, both of you. Thank you for being on my program. It will not be posted until like Monday or something. So do
right.
It.
Okay. Bye.
Good night.
Thanks, bye.
Toodaloo. All right, that was fascinating. Let's see what I can close with while I read my email.
I've always been so busy as a mother and a wife. I couldn't do a lot of things I should have. My folks all said I've always led a much too sheltered life, so I didn't do a lot of things I could have. The upshot of it all is here I stand, supremely single. My kids grew up, my husband got the call, and now that I have got a lot of time to mix and mingle, I'm gonna mix, I'm gonna mingle, I'm gonna have myself a ball. There are guys just right for some kissing, and I mean to kiss me a few. Oh, those guys don't know what they're missing. I got a lot of living to do. And there's wine already for tasting. And there's Cadillacs all shiny and new. Gotta move, for time is a-wasting. There's such a lot of living people to see everything for you and me. Life's a ball, if only you know it. And it's all just waiting for you. You're alive, so come on and show it. There's such a lot of living to do, and I am all set to advance on anything that I chance on with pants on. I'd like to snare Dr. Kildare some rainy afternoon. If Colonel Glenn would let me in, we'd blast off to the moon. I wouldn't want my Anne around if I had Cary Grant around. A trick with Mickey Rooney or A from Zimbalist Junie or Latin or Arabian, Maximilian Schell or Fabian. Fabian. Tell them all they better run for cover. Here's a gal who's out to get a lover. Life's a ball, if only you know it. And it's all just waiting for you. You're alive, so come on and show it. There's such a lot of living, such a lot, a lot of living. I've got a lot of living to do.
I had a yeast infection. My wound was severely infected.